It's been a challenge, I'll be honest, but what we've been doing is working with our grantees to get their program, as much of their programming as possible, onto their virtual platform for their participants. We've also been out in the community and doing food distribution and checking on some of our vulnerable neighbors. And then lastly, we've been doing telephone check-ins with the people that we've already had referred into our system.
Yeah, because everybody has had to change processes, and it's been difficult for people that were set up well to do it, and, you know, others may not have been set up so well. What are the biggest, you know, barriers and needs that you are seeing with the communities that you work with?
I would say food access, transportation, and then one of the other challenges is getting the young people that we work with to engage in their e-learning with school. We've been trying to make sure that people know what those resources are and where they are. With a lot of them going to the online platforms, they are developing mentoring, online mentoring programmings. And then also been in conversations with a couple of grief counselors. You think grief counseling, why? Because, you know, this has changed the way we live. And people are struggling. We've also been, you know, in touch with a lot of the domestic violence network to make sure we understand their processes now in getting people that are in emergency situations and domestic violence situations a safe plan to exit that situation and get help.
Are you seeing that, you know, an increase in issues concerning domestic violence, child abuse? I know that's on the minds of a lot of agencies that do work on those issues around the city.
Absolutely. Our office is actually working on a kind of a PSA type of a video where we can release out to our grantees and to other community members to share with their participants and their families and, quite frankly, the entire city to talk about those things and outlining how to recognize in yourself if you're getting to a point of frustration and how to step away and create some me time.
Some of the places that we have been to, these youth resources, are these places still open? And is that a concern, not having those places for kids to go to?
Yeah, it's definitely a concern not to have a lot of the organizations open where kids can go and run out some of that energy, so to speak. But amidst the crisis, you also have to put people's health first. I know that in the beginning, a few of the places stayed open. And then as the restrictions became more strict through the federal government and our state, we have to adhere to those.
What else is making you hopeful as we move through this together?
I think together is exactly what makes me hopeful. I've seen a lot of organizations that have put their gloves and masks on to be out to kind of be that standing in the gap for a lot of our community members. I've seen the gratefulness, especially with our seniors. We can't forget about our seniors and being able to deliver food to them, as well as, you know, household items, things that they need. We're together and people are really embracing each other to help in our community.
Thank you so much for taking some time today.
Oh, sure. Not a problem. Anytime.